Good morning. How is everybody doing? Good. So Roland just read, all scripture is God-breathed. The Holy Bible is God-breathed. Just think about that. It's an incredible thought. So I asked the question, do you own a Bible? Most of us do. If you don't, I have one for you at home that I'll bring in, you can have. So another question, why do you own a Bible? Is it just to set on the shelf? Is it, could you write words on it because it's dusty? You know, nowadays, a lot of people are using their cell phone, and so their Bible sits on the shelf. As long as we're reading scripture, I think that's important. So another question might, or emphasis, why do you own a Bible? Why? Or even better, why does God want you to possess a Bible, the Holy Bible, God's Word? Why does He want you to have it? That's a thing we're going to be addressing today. He protected it through the years. He preserved it so that we could have the complete Bible, the Holy Word, God breathed. Is your Bible sitting on the shelf gathering dust? You know, most Sundays I carry my Bible to church. It's a habit that I've had for over 50 years, and it's a good habit. I recommend that you do that. It helps you to focus your day. Sunday especially, bring it to church. You know, I apologize, I haven't asked you to open your Bibles and let's read from God's Word. We do read from God's Word, but I don't do a good job at asking you to open your Bibles, and I probably should do better at that. I'm not sure that I will, so I'm not going to promise that, but I should. It's our guidebook as humans. Created by God, He created us, and it's our guidebook, and it should be a priority. You know, we should be reading it and studying and memorizing parts of it, the important parts, and then share it with others. I have good news for you. In 2019, you can have a fantastic year, a great year, if you choose to read your Bible regularly. God's Word promises that to you. And we're going to take a look at that as well. So seriously, do you want to have a great year? Do you want 2019 to be a great year? Read your Bible. So why is it so special? You know, it transforms lives. I read this story. Well, first let me preface this. When I was a kid, there were cartoons about cannibals and boiling pots, and there were comics that way with the fire underneath. And then I read this story recently, and I wanted to share it with you. A converted cannibal on an island in the Pacific Ocean was sitting in the jungle by a large boiling pot reading his Bible. When an archaeologist approached him and asked, "What are you doing?" The cannibal replied, "What does it look like I'm doing? I'm reading my Bible." The archaeologist scoffed and said, "Don't you know that modern civilized man has rejected that silly book? It does nothing that it is supposed to do. You should not waste your time reading it." The former cannibal looked at him slowly over from head to toe and replied, "Sir, maybe you should read this book and give thanks to God, because if it were not for the life-changing power of this book, you would be in that pot." The Bible can transform us, just like it transformed this former cannibal. Read your Bible. Pull it off the shelf, dust it off, grab your cell phone if you have to. We'll talk about that more too. Why is it so difficult? Why do we have such a hard time? Maybe once a week, or maybe few times a week we can grab our Bible and read it, but not as much as we should. Even if you're reading it once every day, maybe there's times when you should read it more often. You're going through challenges, or God has directed you to read more. Before or after a meal, first thing in the morning, last thing before you go to bed. I know I could do a better job reading my Bible. Unfortunately, occasionally I go through the day and I don't read my Bible. Most days I do read my Bible, and one thing I've struggled with over the years is a Bible reading program through the year. I just am not good at that, and I'm trying to do better. Every year I start a program. This year I've started one that's chronological, through the Bible chronologically. So you start off in Genesis, read part of Genesis, then you read Job, and then back to Genesis and on to Exodus. So I've decided to do that Bible reading program. There's a whole bunch of Bible apps to help us do better, and it can remind us if we're on schedule or not. One of the versions that I like is YouVersion. I think it's a great choice. Recently, Britt and Jordan showed me another app. It's called Read Scripture. And I tell you, they have some of the coolest videos. You gotta look at it, okay? You gotta see them. I'm thinking maybe we should play them at our home group. They're really cool. Well done. Great narrative, along with this illustration that progresses through the scriptures that they're talking about that week, and it's really good. So I recommend you look at those. You can even have friends help to keep you accountable with these Bible apps. And they can be within the community, they could be hundreds or thousands of miles away, and you can connect with people through this. It's another good reason to use a Bible app. So maybe the cell phone's not for you. Well, grab your Bible. Grab the written word and wear it out. Be gentle with it, but read it a lot so it wears out. Then it shows how important God's word is to you. Let me read some of God's word here. Psalm 119, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." A lamp to direct us through our doubts and difficulties, to comfort us in our fears and in our trials. Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." It should be in our conversation. It should be on the tip of our tongue, that we can share important things with others. "But you shall meditate on it day and night." Wow, day and night, morning and evening, you meditate on God's word. Not just reading it and then put it away, you meditate on it and think about it through the day. It shows us God's priority it should have in our lives. "So that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it." Just like Nike, just do it. We should do what it says. "And it comes with a blessing. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Prosperity is more than just money. It's a wonderful life. It's peace and blessings in our life that God can give us. In the New Testament, Matthew 4:4 says, "But Jesus answered, 'It is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Scripture is God-breathed. We should live by His word, by Scripture. That sums it up. Wisdom and guidance and truth. And finally, 1 Thessalonians says, And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it. Not as the word of man, but what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Think about that. God's word is at work within us believers. It's an amazing thing. Hard for us to even understand that. Wear out your Bible in a good way. Make it well worn. Let's look at some of the benefits from reading God's word and obtaining understanding of Scripture. Reading the Bible shows you God's character. Where else are you going to go for answers to who God is and to understand His character and more about Him? The Bible is our definitive source for that, for answers about God. God is infinite. He is self-existing, without origin. It tells us in Colossians 1:17. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. You can go on and on. It talks about how God never changes, and He has no needs. Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. God can meet our needs. He has an abundance of resources available to Him. And therefore, you as His children have those resources available to you. Reading the Bible teaches us to imitate God. Ephesians 5:1, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. Are you following your Heavenly Father's examples? Jesus Christ's examples from Scripture? Are you reading it and understanding what a great example He was for us and how we can be better because of that, by following His example? Reading the Bible helps you discover your next step. It gives you direction, guidance. As we discussed earlier, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light to my path. Do you feel like you're walking into darkness sometimes and you need a little bit of light shed on the situation, on a little bit of clarity? Read God's word. Meditate on it. In Luke chapter 1, we can read about the birth of John the Baptist to Elizabeth and Zechariah. At the end of the chapter, there's a song that's recorded by Zechariah's looking at verse 79 of Luke chapter 1. Talks about God's living word to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. You know, sometimes maybe we don't realize how valuable peace is in our life. God can give us peace in our life. God can provide a peace that passes all understanding. You can have turmoil around you in life. You can have struggles at work or at home or with friends. But you still can have peace through it all. You can be struggling with job situation, maybe just laid off. You can still have God's peace because you have His perspective. You've immersed yourself in God's word. Reading God's word can even help us from sinning. Psalm 119:11. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. If you are struggling with an area of sin in your life, read God's word. Or some of us like to Google. So I pulled up a screen. You type in verse anger. How easy is that? And then you push enter, and then you get, well, this is what I got, top 25 verses about anger. It's so easy. Pick out a subject that you want God's clarity on, God's perspective, verses to read and memorize and meditate on. It's so easy. And then you might come up with a, what this was on the next page that I pulled up, and it goes on, James 1:20, for man's anger does not bring about the righteousness that God desires. You have clarity. You have direction on, okay, I'm angry, but I understand this is not God's desire, obviously. Let me memorize this verse. And finally, reading God's Word helps us to renew our minds. Probably one of the greatest scripture verses to understand, and besides salvation, I think is Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform, this is verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to renew our minds. Our minds are full of junk from this world, full of junk from temptation. Satan wants us to think bad about many situations. God wants us to think of pure and holy thoughts. We need to renew our minds. Reading God's Word can help us to do that. I recommend you begin in the New Testament. There's only 260 chapters in the New Testament. You can get through that in 9 months with one chapter a day. Or if you're really aggressive, read through the whole Bible in 2019. God says that you will be blessed because of it. There will be blessings. There will be peace and joy in your life, even in situations that it seemed like, wow, I should be a little upset about this. And you're not. And other people are looking at you like, what's your problem? You don't have a problem. You have God's perspective. You have God's Word and His wisdom. And we need to get busy reading it and meditate and memorize. And then we will have blessings. Let's pray as the music team comes up. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your written word. Lord, I thank you that you've given us such availability. We are so blessed to have God's word so available to us. Help us to use it and read it every day. Lord, I pray that you would just touch our hearts and give us that desire. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.